of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And since we were not able to complete his life, we have still a little or a few instances left, which, by the way, are also extremely instructive for the execution of our individual sadhana in Krishna consciousness. It is described that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's execution of regulative principles could be only compared with lines in a stone, engraved in a stone. For instance, in Ramgat, when the Yamuna is not carrying so much water, you can still see a few stones, actually slabs of stones, which have engraved in them the marks of the plow of Lord Balaram. Over the period of 5,000 years, the Yamuna was not able to, and most probably didn't want so, to take away those lines in the stone. When you have lines in a stone which are engraved in there, these lines cannot be altered by outward influence, not by water, not by the passage of time, not by air and the blowing of sand. So in the same way, Raghunath Das Goswami's following of the principles which he had established for his sadhanas would always stay, no matter what he did his duties in Krishna consciousness. This is a very so let us now hear what he did and feel a little bit and feel inspiration for maybe more intense practice of our sadhana. Srila Prabhupada, by the way, wanted us to also follow whatever our sadhana is in an unmovable and unchangeable way. I remember being in Krishna Balaram temple, I believe in 1976, yes, it was then, and some of our bus party crowd or members had become sick with the usual diseases the Western body catches in India, and therefore did not come to the Mangal Arati. But Srila Prabhupada, he said, he had given an instruction which was related to us, that even if someone is sick and needs to be carried on a stretcher, you know, the two men have to carry him, still he should come to a Mangal Arati, because that is our sadhana. Sadhana is a means of life or our activities which prepare us for sat. That means the eternal realm. So it is more important actually to follow the sadhana than eating, which is just an activity pertaining to maintaining and strengthening our material body. I don't say we should give up eating at our stage, but I want to say is that more important than our material existence is certainly our spiritual existence, and therefore activities meant to prosper or meant to develop our spiritual identity are to be kept as the utmost priority. So Raghunath lines on the stone cannot be imitated by us, but it is good to hear, and try to absorb the spirit and then apply it to our sadhana. Raghunath Das Goswami was active more than 22 hours a day in chanting and remembering. For eating and sleeping, he did not spend more than 1.5 hours. And sometimes, when he fell in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, which was often, even this 1.5 hours of eating and sleeping were not possible for him. For his tongue, he never allowed sense gratification, and for his clothing, he never accepted more than one piece of cloth, and when it was getting cold, like now, he wore a wrapper. And so that meant actually that whatever he ate was only meant to keep body and soul together. And when he actually ate, he became remorseful. He didn't feel well about it. And he used to quote one shloka, one verse, which expressed his awkward feeling that he had a material body at all and that he had to tend to it. He said, from Bhagavatam, it's in the 7th chapter, if one's heart has been cleansed by perfect knowledge and one has understood Krishna, the Supreme Brahman, he then gains everything. Why should such a person act like a debauchee? What is the actual word debauchee? Debauchee. It means someone who runs away with someone's wife. So when he said a person who is Brahman, who has understood Krishna, who has understood Krishna to be the Supreme Brahman, that one is part of him. Why should such a person run away with the body for sense gratification and robbery? This is my own addition. Why should he run away with the demands of something which is non-Krishna, the body? Why should he be a devotee? By trying very carefully to maintain his material body. That was his understanding. So Raghunath Das Goswami wrote an interesting shloka in his Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha, which has been quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, about an essential part in his Krishna, essential part for our Krishna conscious understanding. This understanding is also given by Ajamil. Ajamil regrets his previous position in material life and laments about his fallen condition. He actually said, I was like a dancing dog in the hands of a woman. That woman is Maya, the illusory energy. Now, sometimes when our Matajis hear this, they become depressed in their heart. Oh, why is illusion compared to the woman? And I am a woman also. Am I illusion? Prabhupada once clarified this term by saying that for man, woman is woman, and for woman, man is woman. Maya influences the mind of the conditioned soul in basically by sexual attraction, which in a normal human body is manifested in the morbid or diseased mentality to grab another bag of flesh and squeeze it. So Ajamil, who lived together with a prostitute and gave up his own wife, he lamented, "I have been a dog, in the, a dancing dog, in the hands of woman." And Prabhupada, he comments this verse by saying that each member of the movement for Krishna consciousness should honestly feel sorry for his previous activities in the hands of Maya. So let us please hear now how this point of regret manifests in Raghunath Das Goswami's poetry. He wrote, "Although I am a fallen soul, the lowest of men, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered me from the blazing forest fire of great material opulence by his mercy. He handed me over in great pleasure to Swarup Damoda, his personal associate." Now, for our research team, it's a very interesting point. Sometimes, here it is the two articles which Lord Chaitanya gave Raghunath Goswami. "The Lord also gave me the garland of small conchs that he wore on his chest, and a stone from Govardhan Hill, although they were very dear to him. That same Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakens within my heart and makes me mad after him." By handing Raghunath Goswami the garland of conch shell, he indicated that he is an eternal servant of Srimati Radhika, since the conch shell is representing, is showing Radha service. And by offering him the Govardhan Shila, he gave him residence on the Govardhan Hill. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Raghunath Goswami joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, his austerities increased. And when he gave up all food and drink and lived only on a few drops of buttermilk. By the way, just some health kata. Buttermilk is very good for you. In Ayurveda, it says it is the most essential nourishment. Also, it keeps the doshas very good. So buttermilk has all this in the tradition of the Goswamis been an essential food. They lived on it. So devotees came from all around to see Raghunath Das Goswami, and he offered them obeisances. He offered obeisances to 200,000 devotees of the Lord. No, sorry, 2,000. I'm very sorry. 2,000 devotees of the Lord daily. Now, if we just consider this, it means something. You might all have the experience of coming to the Mayapur festival. During the Gopunim time, there are many devotees, also many devotees whom you already know. And it becomes very difficult to go from the living rooms to the prasadam hall, because there are so many to offer obeisances to us. Sometimes it happens that one comes very late, if one really does it to make the obeisances to all the devotees one knows. So 2,000 devotees daily were, that was something. And he made 1,000 obeisances to the Lord. Now some researchers have told that these incredible amount of obeisances Raghunath Goswami would perform Now again, when we chant 64 rounds, we really manage to concentrate our attention. We need like 7 to 8 hours. He soon became known as a mystic because his austerities were just so incredible that he would live on buttermilk and not drink and make his obeisances, and then he would make manasa seva. I want to introduce you to the uncommon practices of manasa seva, although I feel highly unqualified, but we can just give one example. Once Raghunath Goswami, who served Radha Krishna within his mind, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instructed, cooked a nice pot of sweet rice for the divine couple and offered it. Radha Krishna enjoyed it and then gave the sweet rice back, and it was eaten by some Anjaris, took a little bit, and then Rupa Goswami took much. He ate a large quantity of this nectarian sweet rice in his body as roti manjari, the manjari he ate. So at that time Raghunath Goswami was in the Radhakund and was in the habit of delivering a lecture in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 3 hours a day. See, he had stayed for 16 years with the Lord in Puri and therefore had witnessed many of the pastimes of Krishna, which was of course of the highest interest of those devotees living in Radhakund. So his lectures would be 3 hours a day for a long time. Didn't exhaust the subject at all. So one afternoon the devotees came before his kutir but to attend the daily lecture on Mahaprabhu. But Raghunath Das Goswami was not there. So in worry, they knocked against the door and said, "Goswamiji, you are not here, lecture time, class time." "Oh," they heard from inside, "I'm not feeling well." And then they went in and they saw Raghunath Goswami lying down and not feeling well. So they went to Mathura, yes, and went to this Vitalji. I'm not sure about the name. Not that you record a wrong name in your memory. It was a son of Vallabha Acharya. Vallabha Vitalnath. They went to Vitalnath and told him of the condition of Raghunath. And he came with 2 vaidyas, 2 doctors to Radhakund, and they made the diagnosis, false diagnosis. And they said, "Well, Das Goswamiji has eaten something very heavy. You know, sweet rice is very heavy. Something maybe sweet rice. And therefore, because his system is used to only buttermilk, a few drops of buttermilk a day, therefore he is feeling quite heavy." That is the diagnosis. So you can see how his spiritual body, any way, the sadhak body of Raghunath is also completely spiritualized. But in his manjari, in his gopi identity, or manjari identity, he was eating too much sweet rice, and then also in his Raghunath Das Goswami, in his body, the body was feeling the heaviness of it. So this was the reason why Raghunath Goswami was very considered to be a mystic, he did many such things which are not easy to understand for conditioned souls. So now, after Lord Chaitanya had left this world, Raghunath Goswami stayed for 3 more years in Puri until his guru left. Now, who is the guru of Raghunath Goswami? Yes? Swarup Damodar. Yes. And after Swarup Damodar Goswami had left, Raghunath Goswami went to Vrindavan with the intention of jumping from Govardhan Hill in order to commit suicide. The reason why he was so depressed was that all the associates of Mahaprabhu one by one left, but Rupa and Sanatan convinced him and accepted him as the third brother, so he stayed on in Radhapur. Now there are many stories about the life of Raghunath Das Goswami in Radhakund, but I'm sure that Dinabandhu Prabhu has told several of those stories when he made the Radhakund Parikrama, and also these stories can be easily heard if you're not familiar from many devotees who know about them. They are common knowledge in our movement. I do not want to tell those stories here for lack of time. Only one thing before we go to the teachings of Raghunath Das Goswami. He took 3 baths a day in Radhakund, and as soon as he found any Vaishnava, he would embrace him dearly and give him all respect. Now, I personally think that this is a very important consideration which we might absorb from Raghunath Goswami. Although he was so elevated and let us say elevated, he was, so to say, in another, let us say it in colloquial English, in another world, his attention was constantly 24 hours a day fixed on Radha and Krishna. Although this being the case, and he was an eternally liberated soul, he would still offer to every Vaishnava great respect. This same instruction can be found in the example of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would never tolerate to hear a fault about a Vaishnava. He would say, anyway, he's engaged in Krishna service. And in this way, he would give the example of Krishna's instruction in the Gita, Apichet Sudaracharo, that those engaged in on the path of Krishna consciousness should be seen as saints, although there may be something which you see. You must train your mind to overlook that in order to see the essential thing, which is that they are on their way to Krishna, that they are therefore very dear to Krishna. We will now go into Mana Shiksha, the teachings for the mind delivered by Raghunath Das Goswami. But here is one very first teaching. So in order to practice this Krishna consciousness in an undisturbed way, you have to train your mind to overlook those things in a Vaishnava which might come from his previous activities or previous sins he has committed. One has to see that a Vaishnava is on the path of pleasing Krishna. If one overlooks this and sees a good thing, then one's mind will be free of offenses and the life will be very, very nice. This has to be trained. I will give you a simple example from ordinary psychology. Imagine a glass half full with water. Now one person who sees, who is given this glass, he will lament, "Oh, there's only half water in this glass." He will lament. The other person will take an entirely different perspective. He will see, "Oh, I'm getting water. How wonderful. Do you understand? It's the same situation. A water glass half full is presented to someone, but one person prefers to see the one side, it is not full, the glass of water. The other prefers to see the other side, is that he previously had no water, now he has water. How wonderful. So, whereas one person prefers to see so-called faults in the Vaishnava, the one who has trained his mind in the proper ways, previously he was not in this line, now he is in this line, how wonderful. Although he has just maybe done something which was a little surprising, still, a trained devotee would say, yes, he has done something, he is a Vaishnava. Of course, those who are managers have to see it sometimes differently. They have to correct the surprising activities, but in a loving spirit, in order to help that person, never in an offensive spirit. So let us now conclude Raghunath Das Goswami's Bindu, that means the drop of Raghunath Das Goswami, by going into his teaching. I will read a few shlokas from Shiksha to you and make those words clear which might need clarification. I must say at this point it is almost impossible to present the teachings of Raghunath Das Goswami in works like Vilap Kusha Manjali, these works, many of the works of Raghunath Das Goswami refer to Raghunuga Bhakti. So, but this is good for sadhanas. Oh, mind! Oh, brother! I hold your feet and I pray to you with flattering words. Always give up your pride and develop wonderful love for your spiritual master, the abode of Braj, Vrindavan. The people of Braj, the saintly devotees, the Brahmanas, my initiation mantra, the holy name of Krishna, and the shelter of the eternally youthful couple of Braj, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So Raghunath Goswami says, my dear mind, please give up pride and develop love for Vrindavan, saintly devotees, my initiation mantra. All these things, he implores his mind to focus on them. So another instruction. Now he gets very heavy on his mind. Oh, mind! give up the prostitute of speaking and hearing nonsense that will rob you of the treasure of your heart. It is a fact. When you embrace the prostitute of Prajalpa, your Krishna consciousness will leave you very, very, very fast. Don't listen to the words of the tigress of liberation that swallows your whole individuality. And even give up your love for the Lord of Lakshmi, that's Narayan, for that will take you to the majestic realm of Vaikuntha. Worship Radha and Krishna in Braj, the givers of the jewels of love. Teaching number 5. Now this is a very interesting teaching. It is what to do when the mind cannot give up the prostitute and other anattas. O mind, anxiously cry out to the highway police of Bhakabit. That is Krishna's devotees. I am bound around the neck by the painful ropes of the highwaymen of lust and so on. And they are killing me so that they will save you from their grip. When you have difficulties on the highway of Krishna consciousness, you must call for the highway police. There is a devotee of Bhakabit. They will be able to save you from the ropes of lust. Now, can anyone tell us what the name Bhakabit means? I do not know it, therefore I'm asking. Bhaka seems to indicate Bhakasura. Is it? Oh, bit. Bhakabit. B-H-I-D.
Bit.
Yeah. Bit, that is rainbow. So, this is these, they are like demons, these ropes who drag our minds to lust and so on. And now it comes back, now it again becomes very heavy. Oh, mind! Sorry, but it is a morning time and we might feel some tiredness of. Oh, mind! Why are you burning me and yourself by bathing in the trickling ass urine of obvious deceitfulness and diplomacy? Now, asses, when they pass urine, sometimes I've seen it comes not like the elephant, but it goes drop, 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 because they're just asses. It is some unhealthiness or whatever. It is everything is so abnormal in the behavior of the ass. Imagine you go and there's an ass and you sit under the ass and you bathe under this hot ass urine. I mean, this is a picture that please do not think I'm obscene. This is exactly the picture. That trickling ass urine is deceitfulness. That's when you are not honest, when you have a motive and you want to get this motive fulfilled and you adopt some dishonest means of presentation in order to get what you want. That's deceitfulness. You deceive others of your real motive. And diplomacy. So why are you burning me? and yourself by bathing in the trickling ass urine of obvious deceitfulness and diplomacy. Instead, all this bathe in the glistening nectar ocean of love for Gandharva and Girihari, Radha and Krishna, and make me and yourself ever happy. Teaching number 7. O mind, remember Hari Priya Radha, who burns Rati, Gauri and Leela with the scorching rays of her beauty, who defeats Sachi, Lakshmi and Satyabham with the force of her good fortune, and who casts the young girls of Braj like Chandravali far away with her ability to control Sri Krishna. Teaching number 10. O mind, the shameless dog-eating woman of the desire for prestige, distinction and position is dancing in my heart. See, there are some unfortunate people in India, sometimes called Adivas, who go and hunt for women, for women also, but for dogs, which they kill and then eat. Now, if you consider what the dog eats, like there was this one friendly dog who ate my vomit to give some company. I appreciate it for him that very much. But imagine someone who eats such a dog. Oh, what is his position? Now, Raghunath says, the shameless dog-eating woman of the desire for prestige, distinction and position is dancing in my heart. How can beautiful, pure love of God ever touch it then? Therefore, always serve the matchless leading devotees who are dear to the Lord, so that this pariah woman can quickly be chased out of the heart and love of God may enter it. When you serve great devotees who are free from the desire for prestige, distinction and position, you will also be free. And then this woman runs away and love of God can enter. And the last instruction, I have not put all the shlokas of this Mana Shiksha together here because of shortness, but the last I want to say, O mind, for the sake of attaining the service of Radha and Giridhari, who are absorbed in erotic play along with Sri Rupa Manjari and her group, you should daily worship Govardhan Hill. See, this is a Govardhan Shila he got. And here, please hear what he did. There's 5 kinds of nectar, namely Ija or Puja, this is formal worship, then Akya or Kirtan, which is singing of his name, and then meditation, hearing about his glories and bowing down to him. This is how to perform the worship ideally. So this was a bindu of the drop of a drop out of the lights and teachings of Raghunath Das Goswami. In concluding, I want to thank His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj very much from my heart that he so kindly inspired during a phone call that I prepare something for this Braj Mandal Parikram. It has been for my own self-purification to go to the teaching, lives and teachings of the 6 Goswamis. Very thankful to you that I have set actually down to dive into this nectar. And simultaneously, I want to encourage all of you to, in your lives, focus more on this subject, life and teachings of the Shat Goswamis. They are extremely helpful instructions. Via Rupanugas, as has been stated already a few times during this Rajamandal Parikrama, that means followers of Rupa Goswami. So by understanding his and the other Goswami's teachings, our entrance into Krishna consciousness will go very speedy, and difficulties which we might experience due to an ignorance of certain teachings will be dispelled very easily, because it is the Goswamis who compiled as a service given to them by Chaitanya. It is those Goswamis who compiled all the Vedic scriptures into the body of knowledge pertinent for the practicing devotee. So we will end here this seminars. Thank you also very much for listening patiently. Hare Krishna. Six Goswamis ki. Srila Prabhupada, the greatest Goswami ki. Go Premananda Hari.
We have not finished all this.
No, but three.
Yes, Premananda.